All right, good morning, Fritzberg and BloodandFaith.com. This is a little rough morning for me, but I wanted to point out how easy it is to destroy anything. When I was an undergraduate at the University of Washington in 1979, early 1980s, as I'm sitting through my courses in history, Western Civ, things like that, it became very apparent to me how easy it is for a group of people to destroy something. And I think that particularly came to my mind way back then, long time ago, when I studied the Marxist and the Marxist revolutions, the communist revolutions, how easy it was for them to destroy societies, how simple it was. It didn't take a lot of work to destroy and take over countries. And it impressed upon me the difficulty of building something good and great and the ease with which it is destroyed. And I look at my country, I look at my race, and I look at our countries and look at how easy it is to destroy our race and our countries and the sons and daughters of Christendom, and how hard it is to build something. And if you look at a family, you can look at a family and say, you know what, and I've built a family. I've built a beautiful family, a wonderful, wonderful family. I've been married for over 30 years. I got 4 kids. I got a grandkid. And let me tell you something, that ain't easy. It's not easy to build a family. It's not easy to build, have a man and a woman stay together for over 30 years and raise 4 kids. The economic challenges, the social challenges, the educational challenges, moving, just being married. And it's so easy to destroy a marriage. It's so easy to destroy a child's life. It's so easy to destroy a business. It's easy to destroy your career. Destruction is easy. It's easy to destroy your body. It is hard to build. It is hard work to build. Whether you're building your body or building your family or building your children or building your business or your career or your nation or your race, it's hard. It takes sacrifice. It takes time. It takes generations. And these evil people come in here and overnight they can destroy your body, they can destroy your child, they can destroy your family, they can destroy your career and your business and your country and your race. And we're at a point where it's hard for me to listen. I was listening to Natalie Winters on Warum this morning, and you've got these some anti-LGBTQ folks on there, and God bless them for that. But how easy it is to destroy the life of a child. And the people that do it get away with it. And it's past time for us to fight back. Those doctors, those so-called professionals that are destroying these kids, they need to be treated like they raped and murdered kids. I'm not saying don't give them a trial. Give them a trial. And you know what? We're going to do what they did this to the J6ers. They took all the J6ers. They brought them back to D.C. They gave them a trial in the the most Democrat city on the planet. We're going to bring them out into, I don't know, Kansas, Texas, somewhere highly conservative. And we will give you a quick trial. And then we're going to hang you by your necks. We'll hang you by your necks. Or better yet, maybe we'll give you the same surgeries that you gave to those kids. How's that? And then hang you by your necks. It's time to fight back. It's time to say enough. It's past time for that. It's easy to destroy, and they're literally destroying. They're coming after our kids, and everybody stands by waiting for somebody to do something. And the guy that would, there's a couple people that try to do something, and they're in jail. They're in prison. The J6ers, Donald Trump. And people say, well, I can't say anything. I'll lose my job. I'll lose my 501c3 status. And the kids are being butchered. We're in a war. And I don't mean just a psychological war, a media war, an information war. We're in a kinetic war. They're shooting people. They're putting chains on them, and they're putting them in cages for years on end, destroying people's lives and businesses. It's a war. And they're invading this country with, we don't know who, tens of millions of people. The other thing I have to say this morning is that people say, well, truth has power. When they know the truth, they'll set them free. Well, how are they going to know the truth? How are they going to know the truth? How are they going to know? Truth does not have an inherent power. Truth does not have an inherent power. Truth has power when it's spoken. Truth has power when it's spoken. When you open up your mouth and you speak the truth, then it takes power. Then it has power. Then it has power. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was there. But God said, let there be light. God said, do this. God said, let this be created. When the Word is spoken, then there's power. Now, remind that of my Christians, my Christian brothers, my racial brothers, my white brothers and sisters. Don't ever apologize. Days for apology are gone. The days for apology, they will kill you and genocide you. Unless you stand up and you start speaking the truth with power. Didn't mean this to be a whole podcast. Didn't mean this to be a whole video. Haven't even taken a shower this morning. It's quite obvious. But I can't hardly take it anymore. Fritz Berger and BloodandFaith.com.